top right now. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Yeah. Welcome to You Can Sip With Us.
I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley. I was just about to take a swig of water. Are you sipping anything more fun?
I wish. I feel like maybe I should Chrismate something. He's going to be home.
Ooh.
Any minute.
Yeah, I know.
A little like white wine going. Ooh. Or something like that.
Ooh. Yeah. Nice. Actually, I'm done with my workouts. I could totally
go for it.
Fuck with something. Yeah. And apparently, so Colleen, we just recorded Patreon and did our whole catch up over there. And apparently Colleen said you guys didn't hate that I was buzzed up last week. So maybe I just got to bring it back here.
Definitely did not hate.
Wow.
Nobody hated it.
Well, I think I got really in my head about over talking about the Jay-Z and Beyonce and Diddy stuff and also just afraid. I don't know if I was paranoid in my drunken stupor, but I was like, you're like, because I think we had stopped recording and you were like, are you legitimately worried that they're going to come kill you or something you? Like that? Like after you? And I feel like that was something that was in my brain as I was talking, but it was also just like, I was talking about some serious allegations that I feel like I don't want to put that in the world, especially seeing what happened with Kate and all the allegations that came out. And then you find out like we're kind of attacking people that didn't deserve to be attacked. I don't know. Right. So anyway, I just was not totally sure how that all landed, but it's out in the world now. And if you haven't checked out last week's episode and you want a ticket to the Slop Fest, it's just last
there.
Week.
It's waiting
it's
for
right
you.
There for
it's
you.
Right there waiting for you.
Yeah.
And Ash mentioned we did a full download over on Patreon. That's where we do all of our full life downloads.
Yes.
Those episodes drop on Fridays, patreon.com/youcansipwithus. Speaking of P. Diddy and like a couple hangover topics, we talked about, well, a lot about P. Diddy last week. And then like he was raided by Homeland Security.
Right.
Big ordeal, a lot of news. And yet, and I don't know if this is PR or if he's genuinely not worried, but he is just like out in plain sight.
Yeah.
He's like on bike rides and out shopping.
Cafes, and taking videos with fans.
Very much like in the public eye. And I thought, it's got to be PR. And that's pretty smart.
Just to not look. Well, speaking of, because we were just talking about Lizzo over there on Patreon and how when she was in a PR crisis, she completely went silent.
Yeah.
And it made me think for sure that she was like guilty, more guilty. But what's happening with Diddy seems way more serious than what happened with Lizzo. And also to get Homeland Security and the FBI, like federal agents involved, like that just seems like they don't do that willy-nilly.
No.
Like they have to have a very compelling case and evidence to support, right? Like, so it seems also weird that his PR team would be like, nope, act normal as if you're not a human trafficker person. Like, I don't know. That,
go
if
get
that's
some
what
froyo
doing,
at 2 o'clock.
Right. Yeah. It's, I don't know. And then the mom of his couple of his kids released video footage, which I know some of this stuff because John watches TMZ every night. And so I, you know, catch bits of things here and there. And they were saying, like, the feds said that there was no video footage of it. And so the question came up on TMZ, like, are the feds lying or did they not know about some of the security system that was there? And if they didn't know about it, what else don't they know about? Like, how is that big hole? But yeah, she released footage about how intense the raid was. And asked, like, did they need to point a gun and at my kids? Whatever. Like, you know, she showed all this video footage of how serious it was. But then some of the people on TMZ were like, but let's not forget, they have allegations of sex and human trafficking.
Yeah, major.
This is not road rage incident or like, you know.
This is Homeland Security with receipts.
Yes. So, yeah, they have to go in That's probably how they're trained to go into any situation as if they're going to get worst case scenario because they've seen worst case scenario. Right. I remember, gosh, when I had someone who was going through like a custody thing and the lawyers advised her until they had like court orders to not let the baby go with the dad because it was like no man's land. And if she gave dad visitation, then the dad could keep the baby and not give it back until there was court orders or whatever. And she was like, but I don't think he's going to do that. And the lawyers are like, you have to act as if the worst case scenario is going to happen. Whoa. They're like, we've seen it so many times that you think they're a good person and then, you know, they turn on you. So you have to act as if they are going to be awful. And that was a bummer for her because I do think the guy was a good guy, but that's probably the similar training from any of these like special ops teams that have to go in expecting the worst and with extreme force.
Your friend that you were just talking about reminds me of like one of the saddest movies it just sticks with me. I think I've talked about it here and you tried to watch it. You're like, I don't like this. I think it was called Separated.
Oh.
Or Divorce, or
was it with Adam Driver?
And movie about
and Scarlett Johansson?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't remember what that movie was called.
I don't remember either, but it was about there was kids involved, right? Marriage Story.
And it was so but was so sad is like they're just like, okay, we're going to get separated. And then they like each over the course of the process, like got lawyered up and then it just slowed.
And the lawyers kind of pushed them to
slowly escalate. And you can see how things just ratchet up.
Yes.
Right. And so this story that you're illustrating, it's like, you know, all of a sudden your guard's up and you're thinking about things in different ways. And you're sort of, you're in this lens of protecting and is something going to be taken away? And yeah, like assuming the worst possibilities at every turn.
It is. You think like, oh, well, oh my God. Are you watching Vanderpump?
No.
Right now? Okay.
No.
So we're watching it. It's not that great.
Yeah.
But Tom, it was on the other night and Tom was talking about, he was like, you know, I thought Ariana and I were going to be totally amicable. I thought that we were going to be easier than Tom and Katie when they broke up.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I don't know, man, silly me, but I just thought like, oh, you thought they did a good job of staying friendly? Watch how Ariana and I do it. And I was like, why would you ever think that though?
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of people have hopes that it's going to be fine. And then all of a sudden it's not fine.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I'm seeing Jax and what was it? Samantha in the news a lot right now. Brittany.
Yeah. Well, they're supposedly separated. Jax is a total douche.
Yeah.
I think he's one of the douchiest men I've ever seen that exists.
Yeah.
He comes on that show because they're really pushing The Valley, I think is what it's called. There's like
I saw a commercial for that when I was watching Summer House.
It's like married couples that no longer live in the city. They're in the valley now. When you like turn 40, you go to the valley. I don't know what that means. Anyway, they're really pushing it. So on Vanderpump Rules, they had a scene at the end of the show. Jax comes in and he's with the boys and then immediately rolls into the new show where it's like Jax and the Valley. Mm-hmm. But he comes in and he just like lays hard into Sandoval and he's talking about like what a loser he is. And he's like, but I'm happy and I'm married and I've got everything to do. Like my life's good. And then it goes into Val and he's talking shit to everybody and acts like his shit doesn't stink. Like he's the best thing that's ever existed. And you're watching all of this now knowing your wife left you, bro. Yeah. Like she kicked you out of the house.
Right.
She hasn't been happy for a while. So he's just a douche, McGee. I don't think I can't support Jax. I'm not watching the show.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Ding, 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 ding.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Y'all know, I say this every time that we do an ad for BetterHelp, but it rings true. I say it because it's true. We don't lie here. Taking care of your mental space and your mental health is so important. And I think it's often overlooked. And sometimes it feels like it's a really difficult thing to do, to find a therapist, to go to therapy, to find someone that's totally neutral that you vibe with. But BetterHelp makes it easier than ever. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's done entirely online, so it's designed to be convenient, to be flexible, to be suited to your schedule. You'll go online, fill out a questionnaire with what you're kind of looking to get help with or discuss, what sort of topics. It'll match you with a licensed therapist. And then if you don't vibe with their schedule or if you don't vibe with their energy, you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. I started out seeing my therapist weekly. When I started with BetterHelp, I think I switched my therapist 3 times until I found someone that was a good fit with my energy, with what I wanted to talk about, and my schedule matched theirs. And it's super easy, but I started going weekly and now I do bi-weekly. And then when things get tough, I do twice a week. But it's all done from home, super flexible, super convenient, made for you.
Find your sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sip today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sip. At long last, is it time for Taylor Trivia?
Yeah. I don't know how good this will be because I just Googled Taylor Swift trivia and it feels like we're going to nail it, but also it could totally humble us. So right. I don't know if we're going to have time for faves today, but if we don't, I want to tell you about a show that I was going to talk about on Patreon and then saved it for Tuesday. So yeah. Colleen has finally gotten into Summer House and she's loving it.
Loving it.
But you're also feeling like, what would you say? Like, it was like, there's a lot because you're caught up. So you are going back to back season. So that's great. But also anyone that's just looking for kind of mindless TV, but entertaining TV, there's a new game show and it's called The Floor. Ooh, have you heard of it?
No.
It's hosted by, what is his name? I see, I'm looking at a picture of him.
Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe. There he is. So he's hosting it and they all stand on these squares and they have a category. And I don't know how they pick their category, but it's things like hobbies, international food items, US states, US politicians, fashion icons, kitchen gadget, like whatever. It's a whole, they have 80 different categories.
Okay.
And there's a randomizer on the floor and then the square lights up. If you're standing on it, you get to come up and then whoever, you can only pick from who's surrounding you, what your square is bordering.
Okay.
And you duel, right? And then it shows you on the screen, like let's say it's hobbies. So last night I watched the finale and hobbies was on there and it shows you a picture and then you have to say what the hobby is, right?
Okay.
And then you can pass and it's like 45 seconds maybe you get. And when it's your turn, the timer ticks down, right? And whoever still has time left wins the duel. And then the other people get eliminated and you sort of take over the floor, right? And whoever has the most floor every night gets 20 grand and it goes on for several episodes. And then the winner, whoever wins the full thing, takes 250,000 home. And I just found it to be very entertaining. It's very, I don't think family friendly in that your kids would like it, but we discovered it when my parents were in town. And so it was a good game because
it's on Hulu.
It's on Fox. So wherever you can get it.
Tubi's free, Hulu with subscription, which people probably
Who's doing that?
Us.
Well, I mean, but like no one's signing up for a subscription to watch. If you watch a lot of stuff on Hulu, but like you're not going to pay if you can get it for free just to watch the show.
Right.
We also pay for Hulu, but anyway. Yeah. But it's really kind of fun because you go and you're watching it and it's like, it's not like Jeopardy where I don't know any of the questions, which we're about to play. If it was Taylor Swift Jeopardy, I'd probably nail it. But it's just, you know, so hobby. So they show like archery, they show knitting, cooking, hiking, whatever. And then you just guess. Some categories were incredibly hard. And anyway, so if you're looking for kind of like
excited.
A just filler, it's fun. And it's like,
I told Chris, because we're on the cusp of our Vegas redo weekend.
Yes.
And it's a weekend of just the two of us. And I said, if we wanted to, we could just watch TV during the day.
You can do anything you want.
We could just watch TV during the day or even in the, like at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
We could just.
Uninterrupted. We could both sit there and watch.
And we could just sit there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Watch.
Yeah.
This is the perfect thing.
I mean, let's be honest. You're not going to, it is the perfect thing, but you're going to be playing blackjack. You're not going to.
Yeah, no, we're definitely going to be. Yeah. But we might.
But you could. The point is you could if you wanted to. You can do anything you want.
There might be some windows. Chris likes, when we're on vacation, he likes an afternoon downtime in the hotel.
Just to recharge a little.
A recharge.
Yeah.
Look at screens for like, you know, 45 minutes just to relax.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
At usually like 3 or 4. It's his little vacation siesta.
Yeah.
And then he's recharged.
I think Chris will love the show too. It's one that John and I both like equally because there's, you know, different trivia categories and they're... You usually can get a lot of them. I'm sold.
I'm into this.
Okay.
I'd also, before we get into trivia, I'd like us, as a hangover topic I meant to bring up earlier, I'd like to revisit the Beyonce album with you.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Let's revisit.
Pretty much a week later, almost.
Right?
Or 4 days since we've talked about it, but a week for listeners.
Yes.
The Beyonce's Cowboy Carter album has been out, and I would like to hear updated reviews from both of us, and you go first.
It's growing on me a lot. It's still something that I want to go to and play. Whereas like Renaissance, I heard it and then I was like, I don't know if I'll listen to that again. Like it's clearly good. It's just not my style. I like this one. There are songs that I keep going back to. You said you like Riverdance. I do not like that song at all.
That's a skipper for you.
It's a skipper. I still have been listening to it, but now that I'm getting more familiar with what I like and what I don't like, it will probably turn into a skipper. I also don't like the radio interludes anymore. Well, the long
one. I don't either.
It's a delay.
Yeah.
I wish it could have been on the first play. Like when you first listen to the album, this is it's in an entirety. And then here's what you don't need. You don't need the filler and the fluff anymore. You know, like I don't even need the Dolly P and Honey Bee. I don't even need that. I need the song. I like Jolene and I like the one that they sing is together. I don't know. I really like it. It hasn't overtaken Taylor for me like Lemonade did. Lemonade became all I listened to.
Yeah.
And it overtook Taylor. It has not done that for me, but I really like it. And I think I like it more after hearing your take on it, after hearing so many, how she is really, like people are crying over that Blackbird song, just over the album in general, what she's doing for Black people in general, but Black people in country music. And I saw a white guy listening to it and a Black girl stitched it and the white guy was crying and the Black girl was like, I love that this touched you because it made me cry too. And he was listening to Blackbird and he had to Google like what Blackbird was. And it was initially written by the Beatles, but it was about like caged Black women basically. Right. Like, and in Beyonce's take on it, I like what she's doing is updating old hits in her voice. And so I like the cultural impact that it's having. I don't fully understand it, but it makes me really respect the music and love it. Even if it's not like something that I'm going to play more than I play Taylor or whatever. I feel like it's like you said, it is changing the game and it's really powerful, like artistic piece of work. So I think I like it more knowing what it's doing for people. I just really, you know, I love when things impact, when it's like a movement. It's kind of like a movement, it sounds like, you know.
I mean,
and I'm so surface. Like you listen to it and you pick up like depth. I said, oh, I like the Miley and Beyonce song. At first it was like weird to listen to and you were like, yes, Miley is deep like an ocean and Beyonce is a yacht sailing across it or something like that. Like,
just like this was a text message. That was
a text message.
Oh, it was a text. So I like your voice of my text message.
Yes. But it's like so deep and thoughtful.
I didn't in my head write it.
Mean it like that?
But that's really...
Yeah. Well, you know, so I was watching the Eras Tour concert and John was like, do you have chills right now? Are you getting chills? And I was like, no. And he was like, you don't get chills? Like, you love Taylor. And I'm like, no, I don't get chills. And Jay, his brother, was here and they were like, oh my God, music gives me chills all the time. And he's like, even Taylor gives me chills sometimes. And I'm like, oh, I don't know if I've ever once gotten chills listening to music. I don't know if I've ever once, but I cried several times during the Eras thing.
Yeah.
And then he came up and showed me a picture of Revy when she was little and Rocco was in the water. And he was like, see this picture, this gives me chills. And I immediately got tears in my eyes. So I'm moved in a different way. Like music doesn't hit me the way that I think it hits you. It hits John. It hits lots of other people.
Yeah.
I'm very surface with music. Unless I feel like it's like... impacting people and then it like hits me in my feels.
Yeah.
So anyway, but my take on it is I like it better and I like it for what it's doing in the world, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I feel like night and day different. Like, well, okay. So last week when we were talking about it, I was like, I like it. I'm like almost all the way through. I hadn't made it all the way through. Nothing had really like landed with me, but I just don't think I'd settled in with it enough. And it changes the more you listen to it and the environments. And it's all I'm listening to right now.
Mm.
It's all I'm running to. It's all I'm driving to. We're making dinner. It's all I want to turn on.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think it's, it hit me when I was running. There's this part where it's one of the radio interludes and it's like talking about genres and the idea of them. And
oh, how, I love Yaya. And how, that's one of my favorites.
Oh,
too.
I love Yaya.
Mm-hmm.
Yaya is so,
so good.
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
But it's talking about genres and how, you know, on the surface, they're simple, right? And yet some can feel confined. Mm, mm-hmm. And this is a parallel, not only with the music, but in what Beyoncé is doing to question the boxes we all put each other into and the places we all think we should be or shouldn't be and why.
Right.
Going back in history, like I think this is her sort of, there, she made a comment of like, this isn't a country album, this is a Beyoncé album. When you listen to it all the way through, especially the end, which I really feel like the last third, and it's what I suspected last week. And then when I listened through it, I was like, oh my God, like she is, this is like futurism, like breaking barriers of genres. So no, you can't classify it as a country album because that would be too small for what she's done. This is truly Beyoncé forging ahead.
Yeah.
You know, creating her own path. And it's cool as shit. Like, okay, so my favorites, the things that really jump out to me.
I also saw this thing that said, if I was Jay-Z and I knew that I had this album sitting on my laptop in my kitchen, I would have made that same speech at the Grammys as he did, you know?
Yeah.
Because like, this is groundbreaking material.
I actually thought his speech, and I think I mentioned it after, but I thought his speech was awesome.
You liked it. Yeah, yeah.
I did. Okay, Texas Hold'em, I'm still
I love. I don't know why people don't like that. Some people don't like it.
I love it so much. I want to be out and about with drinks, looking cute, moving to Texas Hold'em. Okay.
Yeah.
I like Jolene, but I don't go there. Bodyguard is one I want to listen to
all
the time.
Yes.
Levi's Jeans, I want to listen to all the time.
Also, that I sent you this morning. What a year. Can you imagine? You're Post Malone. And I don't know when you get the call. Who calls you first?
Yeah.
Is it Beyonce or is it Taylor? But to get the call that in the same year, you're going to be on two of the biggest female musicians in history of all time. And they say, hey, can you collab? Can you come on my album with me?
Yeah.
I just like, and he seems like a great dude.
Yeah.
So I love that for him.
God, and he did just, Super Bowl too. I mean, he's he's really like got quite a nice year. Okay, so Levi's Jeans, Flamenco is a short little ditty and I love it. Yaya, I love it. And Riverdance, like that is one where it comes on. Mm-mm. I turn the volume up. Guys,
she just says dance, dance for the first 45 seconds of the song.
So
and that's not,
good.
I can't.
It is so
but you like, we've talked about it. That's the most housey kind of one, I feel like, on the album. And you like that, and I don't. Mm. So that checks out.
And it's interesting. That is a
it's
genre.
Boring, you mean?
Mishmash.
Yeah. Okay.
The little like, what is it? Like banjo or something in the background? Okay. And then Tyrant.
Mm.
Oh, hit
I can't
me
remember what that. Okay.
With
hold on.
Tyrant. Hit me with Tyrant. That is one that I, oh, I love it so, so much.
Tyrant.
Tyrant. It's like the violin in the background. Like,
oh, that's the one with Dolly Parton.
Like, doo 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 doo.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Also, what do you think? I feel like it's very intentional, but almost everything that has an eye has two eyes.
I was thinking this is like because it's act two.
The second album. Did you see? It's got to be that's what it is. I was thinking that too. But did you also see I saw someone said, has anyone pointed this out yet? And the very end of Renaissance, they played it going immediately into American Requiem.
Oh,
no, no, no.
Really?
No, no, no. Wait, the other way. They played Amen, which is the last song on this album. There's 27 songs or tracks on this album. They played Amen, and it immediately goes into the exact same beat. You know how she does that in this, in Renaissance.
So and what's so they the were,
and then on the comments it said,
this?
"I knew this was the first album, but it is Act Two."
So what's the very last one of this one then?
So Amen is the first one of this one, and it goes into
Amen is the last.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So they're saying Amen goes into the first song of Renaissance, not the other way around.
Oh,
so then the comments said, "I knew this was the first one." Like she released it as Act Two, but the tracks go
interesting,
like in the reverse. So I wonder. So then the question would be: the start of American Requiem, you know, is that going to go? Because we think there's going to be a third album, right? Mm-hmm. Didn't we decide that? Mm-hmm. I don't know. So anyway, but that's very like well thought out and brilliant.
I already am wondering about what the album cover for the next one's going to be, because it's going to have a horse.
It's got to. Yeah, because she had the silver horse and now the cowboy horse. And then what's the next horse? Well, the silver horse, none of us would have seen that coming because it's not like a real horse.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
disco
just
a horse.
I think it could be a dark horse, a black horse, like a dark horse, you know?
Yeah.
Like
anyway, I'm a big fan. I think it's fab. I think it's fab.
And the more you listen, you think album of the year?
I don't know. It's too early. I mean,
because
you know,
we don't know
the
other albums coming out.
Well, there's definitely...
No, not that it is going to be album of the year, but it's certainly in contention.
Absolutely.
You would think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're all right. Okay. Yeah, calling that for sure.
For sure.
For sure. But this is going to be a big music year. I mean, obviously, Tortured Poets is going to be big, and there's still a lot of noise that there's going to be Harry Styles this year as well.
Oh.
All in contention at the same time.
And what about Adele?
Don't know.
Yeah.
No clue.
We'll see. All right. So should we do a little Tay-Tay Triv?
Let's do a little Tay-Tay Triv.
Okay. So I did two teams because there's two of us. There's five categories.
Okay.
100, 200, 300, 400, 500, obviously. There's Taylor Swift songs, facts, lyrics, albums, and acronyms.
Do I need to write that down?
Well, I texted you.
Oh, okay.
A picture of it so that you at least... I didn't text you a link to the thing. I just sent you a picture so that you know.
Okay.
What would you like to start with?
I would like to start with Taylor Swift albums for 200.
Okay. What is... These are going to be so stupid. What is Taylor Swift's most recent album? And also, isn't this...
Midnight.
That's not the right way that it's supposed to be phrased.
What is Midnight's?
Yeah, but also, isn't it 1989 Taylor's version?
Are we counting re-records?
I don't know. Let's the correct response is 1989 Taylor's version. So yes, we are.
Oh, well then.
Okay, so then you didn't get that. You're minus 200.
Okay. Yikes.
Okay, then do I go? How does Jeopardy work? Do I go when you alternate?
Okay.
When you miss? But if you get it, then you get to keep going.
Oh yeah, you can go on a hot streak. Okay.
Okay. All right, I'll do Taylor Swift albums 500. Let's see. Name all the years of each album? Oh my God.
Maybe this is going to be too easy.
Okay, but also that's not a trivia question.
Just
I can't do
try.
That. Okay, I can't. I don't think. First of all, this is going to take too long. How are we going to get through all
Why
of these
Why don't you
questions?
Just try not the re-records, just debut?
Well, even that. Okay, so debut came out. Let's say 2007. And then I think she did like every 2 years, right? So then 2009 was that Fearless or Red?
So just
wrong.
You're going to be off because you started with the wrong, it was 2006.
Oh, okay. So then I'm going to be off for the whole thing. Okay.
Yeah. But it would have been 2006, Taylor Swift, 2008, Fearless. You were right with the every 2 years. So
every 2 years until
I wouldn't have known
Reputation,
that.
I feel
so
like.
Speak Now, 2010, Red, 2012, 1989, 2014. Then Rep was 3 years later.
Yeah.
And then Lover and Folklore were only a year apart.
Like within the same year. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I'm negative 500. Your turn.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Let's go Taylor Swift facts. okay. for 200.
Oh, you like the 200.
I don't know.
Oh my yeah. God. Okay. Name Taylor's mom and dad.
Andrea and Scott.
Yeah. Let's space bar. Scott Swift and Andrea Swift. You got okay. it. Now you're at.
Okay. Taylor Swift songs for 300.
Hmm. The first song on the red track list. Okay. These are going to be a little trickier than I thought.
I don't know. I don't know that.
Yeah.
I don't know that. On the red
take track a guess
list.
Just yeah.
Red
should
is
we do
like,
any hints?
No.
Or should I not do hints?
No. Okay. I mean, let's just say that it's the title track, even though I know that's wrong.
It is State of Grace.
Oh wow, I would have thought that was like a deep cut. Or like
yeah,
a,
me too.
Like
not the leading. Okay.
No.
I'll do Taylor Swift songs for 100. Taylor's longest song currently is going to be All Too Well, Taylor's version. Obviously.
10 minute version. Yeah.
10 minute version. Okay. So I got that. So I'm at negative okay. 400 and nice. You're at negative 300.
How am I negative? I got negative 200 and then I got, oh, I missed that red one.
Yeah.
That I got the red plus one. 100 minus 300.
Yeah.
Got,
yeah.
Got,
yeah. Okay. I'll do Taylor Swift songs 200.
Okay.
The seventh song on the folklore track list. Okay. This is stupid.
Do I know this one? How about we both guess?
Okay. That's good. That's good.
Do you
let's
think it's Invisible String? Or is that a track five? No.
I don't think that's track five. But I think Invisible String
August
is
higher. Track eight.
Ooh, so it's right before August. Willow?
No, Willow's track one.
Oh. Yeah, you know these albums better. I just recently started liking them.
What All about right. Ivy? You want to go Ivy?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't know. Seven.
Oh.
It's called seven, oh. as it turns out. Okay, I'm going to do negative for me. Kay, what's for you?
Okay, let's do Taylor Swift albums for 300.
Okay. What is Taylor's least favorite album she's made? Do we know this? Is this a fact?
I don't know, but I would guess debut.
I would think she would like that only because it was her debut. You
speak
know,
now.
Like
let's
what
just
got
say
her started.
Speak Now.
Yeah, Speak Now. Okay. This is not a fact. It says Evermore, but that's
true.
Internet
that's
conspiracy.
That's one of her favorites.
Yeah, I'm giving
it
us
on the
points.
Concert.
I'm giving you points for that because this is biased. It's a biased Jeopardy.
Yeah, she's never
so,
going to say she doesn't love one of her babies.
Yeah. Now you're at zero. So okay. What do you want now?
Maybe Taylor Swift acronyms for okay. 100.
Okay.
Because I don't, this is like a weird, I don't know what this category
oh,
really
well,
is.
This is easy. ATW, TM, VT, VF, TV.
What? Are we working as a team? All Too Well, 10-minute version, Taylor's
yeah.
version?
All Too Well, 10-minute version. It's hard because you don't have this in front of you to remember all the acronyms.
But
so
that's what it is, right?
It's All Too Well, 10-minute version, Taylor's version. I don't know what FTV is, though.
Me neither. Let's just see okay. what it says.
Let's see what it says. Oh, From the Vault.
Okay.
I'm giving you the points for that because that's not a thing. Okay. Acronyms or sorry, what do you
How
want
How about
now?
We combine our points and see if we can collectively get in the positive when we leave this?
Okay, so I'll only do points for one, but
yeah.
Okay, so I'm at negative 600.
What am I at?
And you're at 100.
Okay, so we're collectively
we're at
negative
500.
We just have to get into the positive.
Yeah, okay.
That's our goal. And then we'll you know,
sure.
how long will that take us? Okay.
All right, Taylor Swift acronyms for 200.
Okay.
DBATC. DBATC.
ATC. D.
I've seen people talk about Death by a Thousand Cuts. Death by a Thousand Cuts.
Yeah, nice.
Okay, so we are.
I'll do the math, you do the thing. So where are we at right now?
Well, also we can just do it at the end and take off 600. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So you're at 300 and I have negative 600. We'll just take off 600. I'll just only put the scores on yours and then we'll do it. Okay. We're going to do acronyms for 300. HYGTG.
How you get the girl.
How you get the girl. Good. Yes. Okay. Got it. TLGAD.
TLGAD.
TLGAD. Too late. Too. I feel like I don't know this, and trivia is gonna time is. We gotta be on a timer too.
Okay. All right.
It is. Oh, the last Great American Dynasty. I can't believe we didn't get that.
Yeah, that's acronyms are hard.
Okay, let's go for 500 acronyms. TTWAS. Let's just clear out the category. TTWAS.
Oh, why does this one feel like we should definitely know it?
I know.
TTWAS.
What's the Holiday House? Oh, that's the last Great American Dynasty.
I'm not good at acronyms, man. This is hard. I don't
okay.
know.
Okay. I don't either.
Oh, we're deep in the
Tied right Together now. With a Smile. I never even heard of that song.
That's not a song.
It's not?
I don't know. It must be. But like, what?
Tied I've never heard of that song.
Together with a I'm Smile. I'm Googling.
Taylor Swift.
Is that from debut song?
Oh,
from
it is debut.
Yeah.
It is. I just Googled it. Okay.
And it's so, Holiday.
Oh.
It's her Holiday album.
Okay, that's BS. These 500 is
that's
stupid.
Tough. That's tough.
Okay, let's do Taylor Swift. Let's clear that Taylor Swift album category. Let's go to 100.
Okay.
What is Taylor's second album, Fearless?
Yep.
We just got that.
Boom.
Boom. So we're at negative 200. Okay.
Okay.
Now let's go albums for 400. Name the order in which every album, including TV, came out. Including TV. Okay.
Okay.
This is going to take a little time.
So it goes debut.
Yep.
Fearless. Speak now.
Red.
1989. Rep. Lover.
Folklore.
Lover. Evermore.
Wow. When we didn't get a re-record until after Folklore and Evermore?
Correct.
Okay, Folklore.
I think, actually don't know. But Folklore came out during COVID.
Fearless was her first re-record?
Yeah, Fearless was her first re-record.
So then Fearless, then
Red.
Then Speak Now. Then 1989.
Correct.
No. Then Midnights. No.
Oh,
no.
Oh,
Red, then Midnights. Red, then Midnights. Right? Then okay. Speak Now.
Okay.
Then 1989. And then we're caught up.
Final answer. Okay, let's see if we screw anything
so
up.
Okay, so it's debut, Fearless, Speak Now, Red, 1989, Rep, Lover, Folklore, Evermore, Fearless, Taylor's Version, Red, Taylor's Version, Midnights, Speak Now, Taylor's Version, 1989. Let's see if we got it. Debut, yes. Fearless, yes. Speak Now, Red, 1989. Reputation, Lover, Folklore, Evermore. Fearless, Taylor's Version. Oh!
What?
Oh, no. Red was her first re-record, not Fearless. That's what this says. It says Red, then Fearless. Are you fact-checking? I know we can't trust this person. Whoever put this together, we cannot trust because they've been wrong so far. Especially the Evermore thing being her least favorite. When did she release it?
Google says to date, Taylor has released re-recorded versions of two albums. The first is Fearless.
Oh, well, that's incorrect then.
And the second is Red.
But she's released four.
But this was.
Oh,
what was Taylor's first re-recording? The first album Swift re-recorded was Fearless.
Oh,
next
see, we did get
came
it.
Red.
Yeah, this person doesn't know. Okay.
Boom.
Wow. Oh, my boom. Gosh. We know boom, we boom. Could write our own Taylor Swift boom, trivia. Boom, okay, but now we're at plus 100, still at negative 400 because of the 600. So
that's humbling.
Okay. All right. So here we go. Taylor Swift lyrics for 100.
Okay.
Haters gonna hate. I guess we say shake it off. What is shake it off?
Yeah.
Is that what we do? We name the song?
Sure.
So we got that one. For 200. Loving him was blue like I never known. Wishing him was dark gray all alone. Okay, red.
And loving him was
yep.
red.
You got it. If the story's over, why am I still writing pages? Saying goodbye is death by a thousand cuts. Yep.
Great.
Got it. We're nailing this category. I'm walking fast through the traffic lights. It says, I'm walking fast with traffic lights. Is that how that goes? Traffic lights. Something from Folklore Evermore, I think.
Wait, what? I'm walking fast through the
traffic lights is what this says.
I don't know.
What if this isn't even a lyric? Walking fast through the traffic lights.
I can't even hear that.
Oh, State of Grace.
Okay.
Well, okay. Well, we're at 400. Now let's go to 500. Okay. I just want to show you she don't even know you. I just want to show you she don't even know you.
That feels reputation-y. Is that in the
Oh, I feel like it feels earlier days, like speak now or...
I want to show you she don't even know you. Is that, could that be Red, the actress thing?
The actress thing? Like Jake Gyllenhaal stuff?
No, where it's like... Oh, it's like...
I feel like it's kind of like...
Whoa.
Oh, she's better known for the things that she does on the mattress. I don't think this is from that. I don't know what this is from.
Okay.
Invisible. I don't know what that song is either. Do you know what that song is?
No. They're just, they lifting us up and then they're tearing us down.
Taylor Swift. Oh, that's also from debut. Yeah, I don't know debut very well.
Yeah, we got to brush up.
Okay, so we're really negative now. We're negative 700. Okay, Taylor Swift facts for 100. When was Taylor Swift born?
1989.
Now we're at negative 500. Okay. Taylor Swift facts for 300. Name all of Taylor's cats. Meredith,
Oliver,
Olivia.
Is
there an Oliver?
I don't know.
There's an Olivia and an Oliver?
Okay, just Meredith.
I know for sure Meredith Olivia. And Olivia, but
Benson.
I think she has three.
Benson.
Oh, okay. Oh, oh. No, Benjamin? Olivia Benson is one.
Oh.
Oh, yes, what you just said, though. Good. It's Benjamin Button. Apparently, they have full
Benjamin.
Names. But
I
let's
said
just
Benjamin.
Go with the first name. You just did,
I
right?
I did say Benjamin.
Yeah. Benjamin. Okay, so Benjamin Button, Olivia Benson, Meredith Grey. Boom. So we got it. We nailed that. We nailed it. Okay.
You
for
saw
400.
Benjamin, but I had said Benjamin.
Yeah. So right. It was fine because you hadn't
yes.
seen it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Name Taylor's younger brother. Who is
Austin? Swift.
Austin Swift.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Now 500. These 500s. Where was Taylor Swift born? Pennsylvania.
Yep.
Pennsylvania.
Okay.
We get it.
Are we
okay.
in the green?
Now we're cooking. We're in the green. We're at 600. Now okay. we've got Taylor Swift songs for 400 and 500 left.
Okay.
These are going to
so
be tricky.
So this could sink us.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
no.
This could sink us.
No.
I don't know. Because what's Taylor's shortest song?
Is it the one that's like, it's on Folklore and it's one I like. It's like, I got my beer and my tea and my candles. What is that song?
That doesn't sound familiar to me. So I don't.
Is it?
I say it'll be all right, but
Closure?
I don't know. Oh,
guess
Closure?
Number,
okay.
Da-na-na-na.
Oh, no.
What?
It's Now That We Don't Talk.
Oh, that's a short song.
That's tricky
the
because
time?
It's brand
What's the runtime on this? Because
okay.
I want to
yeah,
verify.
Let's fact check.
Okay, you go to.
Because that's only like 2 minutes,
you
right?
You go to
two
Now
and
That
and
We
minutes,
Don't Talk, and I'm going to go to Closure.
Okay. Now That We Don't Talk.
I'm
going to
hit play on Closure.
Okay. Are you
oh, and
hit
that's
play?
On Evermore. That's on Evermore. Well, just to see what the...
It's 2 minutes and 27 seconds, Now That We Don't Talk.
Okay, and Closure is 3 minutes.
Oh, man! Okay, so now...
Evermore.
Shit, so we're
no.
in the positive by 200, but...
Oh, no.
We only have a 500 left. Taylor's longest song on her debut album.
No. Okay, I'm going to get a little help. I'm going to actually go to her debut album.
Right, because in Real Jeopardy, they'd let you do that. If we're playing the real thing, they'd say, use your phones, use whatever means you need to.
I'm not going to hit play on all of them. I'm just going to look at
the songs because we don't even know what the songs are on the debut album. I just know Tim McGraw. So that's the only song I can guess is Tim McGraw.
Okay.
Because it's the only one I know.
I will guess.
Okay. But you're looking at him in your face.
Mary's song.
Mary's song?
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's Tied Together with a Smile, which was already an answer in this trivia. So the bad news is we didn't end in the green. We thought we were Taylor Swift fans and we're negative 300.
We're not. Ding, ding, wow. ding, ding, ding. Hey, but I have good news for you. We can help you from sneezing.
So we're not a fan of Taylor Swift, but we are a fan of feeling
Claritin.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Of Claritin. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. Listen, allergies are terrible for me. And this is the time of year where I get resentful of the outside world sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like people see the sunshine. It's like the commercials, like they see the sunshine, they see the happy things. And I'm like crying, looking outside of my window because I get like bad allergies, which are a real buzzkill. But luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Honestly, I've been taking Claritin D for my allergies, and it's a life changer. I can go outside, have fun with the kids, go kick the soccer ball, and not be worried about the toll it's going to take on me. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter and you don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so that you can live Claritin clear and use as directed.
Haven't subscribed to our Patreon yet?
Oh. Well, here's what you've been missing on another round.
The people that don't like me are committed to not liking me. They think I'm an alcoholic, whether I'm sober or not. And then the people that like me are going to be fine with me being sloppy sometimes. But I don't care about sounding sloppy or ridiculous or being drunk or any of that. I care that one, it wasn't annoying to you. And two, it wasn't like a waste of people's time.
It wasn't entertaining.
Right.
We're here to entertain you all.
That's the thing.
Peeps makes this thing for kids that's kind of like a blanket, but it has a hood on it. And it's an Easter bunny hood. So Ben is really into this thing of like, I'm a bunny. Oh, he goes out into the neighborhood, like knocking on people's doors, reverse Halloween, saying, I'm the Easter bunny. Would you like candy?
I would like, die.
People are like, oh my gosh, thank you, Easter bunny. And then he ran away.
Sign up now at patreon.com/ you can sip with us.
Ding, 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 ding. That Taylor thing was a real rush.
It was a rush, but also it pisses me off because I feel like
we should have had that.
Well, I feel like it's cheated. Not true. It's not indicative to our fandom.
Right.
And also I don't trust it because of the one that she said, what's her least favorite album? And it says Evermore. That's internet conspiracy. She has been quoted on stage as saying that is not true. And so it makes me then not respect the rest of the quiz.
Evermore has the longest airtime of the Eras Tour.
Really?
Yes, I think.
Okay.
But we also did give ourselves points for that, even though we were just mad at it.
I know, saying it made me not trust the rest of, like, I'm like,
oh,
well, this
so
is
are
whole
you
thing's
thinking
rigged.
Maybe there was something else that said we got it wrong, but we actually got it right?
I just think, how can we judge ourselves based off of somebody who's a making shit up?
Right.
We
right.
can't, I mean, that, I just am not going to own the results of that quiz knowing it's rigged.
There's an asterisk. That was for
There's
entertainment purposes only.
Only.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also just love a good game. Like at the, if it was rigged and we were set up to fail and we had the cards stacked against us, at the end we had a chance. I could taste the victory and it all came down to the last question. That felt like.
Yeah, that's true. Least, it did come down to the last question.
At least it was a good game.
And I feel like the takeaway could be maybe I need to brush up on my debut, but I'm not going to. I'm just not going to.
No,
I don't even know if I, you know what I did recently?
What?
Lately, the kids love Taylor Swift, so they always want her on, and I never know what album to go to. So I just go to shuffle, like I go to the artist and shuffle all Taylor.
That's the way
but
to
I removed all of her albums before 1989, even the re-records.
Yeah.
I think I need to add All Too Well 10-minute version to it because any of the songs that come on from Fearless, Red, Speak Now, or I didn't have debut on my library anyway, I always wanted to skip them. I didn't like them. I don't want them. So I need to go and like pick a couple of my favorite because there are some good ones, but there's a lot that I don't care about on there. And so it's just like I became a fan. That's true. I didn't actually like Taylor when she was new and a country artist. It wasn't until 1989 that you were a big fan.
Caught fire and, for you. Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I guess we're
Let's
in.
Do
we're
this.
All
and Let's then become bam, mega fans. Boom.
Haven't looked back. Yeah, haven't
you
looked
know what
back.
I wish this conversation is sparking a desire of mine. If I wish that I could, whether it be and maybe you can, someone tell me. If you can go to Spotify or Apple Music, because I do the same, or I'll go to an artist and say shuffle all songs.
Yeah. Right.
I wish I could do like a pick list of artists.
Yeah.
Multiple artists to shuffle all of the songs of like Ooh. Four artists. So say, I want to listen to any Casey Musgraves, Taylor Swift, Harry Styles, because that's the kids all like those and I do too. Like all of their music just but by those three artists.
Right.
But you can't do that. Like you gotta
without having to create like a playlist
pick one,
or something.
Or I gotta manually add. I could like go to each of the albums and do it, but
right,
it would
right.
be nice to make that easier, right?
Right, and that's maybe what you want right now. But then, like Beyonce's album comes out, and you want to add her in. Take some. I don't know. It's like I don't want to have to continue updating it. Just let it be easy for me. Yeah, that's a good. That's a good call out. All right. Well, should we land the bird?
Land the bird. You got a rant.
Boo and woo.
I got a rant.
My rant. It's not like that great. I was struggling coming up with sometimes rants are just freaking a dime a dozen, but it was a little hard today. My rant is that for as long as I've been alive, I've been a sugar addict, a sugar fiend. And I used to like when I was a kid, I would walk, I'd be going to strangers' homes, not like strangers, but like family friends or whatever, people that like I don't have any business going and digging in their pantry as a child because it's not my house.
Yeah.
And I would look in drawers. I would go to their pantry. I would like find the sweets in any home I walked into. And Mac is similar. He's like a candy fiend.
Yeah, like let's go.
But I kind of fell out of sugar love for a while because it's terrible for you and really toxic and like poisonous and not great. But I'm back in love, but I hate it. It's a love hate. I crave it every single night. And lately, especially on the heels of Easter. And also as I like sort of repaired my relationship with sugar, sugar's just allowed to be in my house again.
Yeah.
For years, I couldn't have it in my house. Like I'd go to your house and you would always have sugar. And I'm like,
how do you do this, Colleen?
Let this be here without eating it all.
You every time walked in and it was always the same answer of, I don't know.
I just don't think about it. Right. Right. But I was hyper fixated on sugar for so long and I'm not hyper fixated on it anymore. Like it doesn't make me feel bad or guilty or anything in the diet way. I just know I'm not serving my body well.
Right.
But I have it every single night and I'm not having like berries.
Right.
I'm having jelly beans and chocolate eggs and, you know, whatever we've got.
Yeah.
And I just know I'm not doing right by my body. And yet I feel like I can't control it. And I just need to bring more intention to it because I know that I can, but I don't want to. Mm-hmm. I want what I want. Actually, my rant should be that sugar's bad for you. That should be my rant. I wish I could only eat sugar for every meal, probably.
And felt fine.
Had no and I wasn't creating impact. Disease in my body and I didn't have a
Sugar's
blood
delicious.
Sugar issue. Oh my God, it's so good.
So good.
Yeah. So I think originally I was going to say my cravings are the rant, but it's actually the fact that sugar's bad for you. That's
for me,
the rant.
My thing that if it's in the house, I'm going to eat it. Ice cream. Me and ice cream, man.
Oh, really?
Oh, I love ice cream.
Oh.
I love ice cream more than candy.
Okay.
A lot more.
Yeah.
And
I guess also my rant is that dairy is not good for you really either.
Right.
So I like ice cream and there's some good fat
in
it.
At least there's fats, there's some protein, right, something to balance, something, you know, but yeah, no, you can't go crazy. Mm-hmm. Too much of any one thing. I mean, except for maybe vegetables. I don't know. It's going to do something. But for me, that's ice cream. I get that.
Yeah.
I wish it was the same as eating a salad.
Right. Right.
I wish I could just have my veggie starter be Haagen-Dazs.
Right. Really, or a chocolate chip cookie.
Lovely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wake up and have my coffee in a bowl of butter pecan ice cream.
Also cereal.
Oh, yeah.
I can't eat cereal anymore because you can't start your day with cereal.
Yeah. We got the kids Lucky Charms, you know,
for St. Patty's.
Yeah. And it brought back memories of being a kid because they're eating just all the marshmallows.
Right.
But I had some of the other part, other part. And I also didn't eat that as a kid. But now I'm like, that's actually sweet and delicious.
Is it?
Yes. Yeah. And they would leave these bowls of just marshmallowless Lucky Charms. And I'd throw a little milk in there and eat it. And I'm like, this is great.
I did the same thing.
Yeah.
Because they were eating the Lucky Charms. We got it for...
I'm not going to waste
St. Patty's. By the way, I just put a chocolate in my mouth and that's why I sound like I have something.
I thought it was like a cough drop.
No. It's mushroom chocolate though.
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm. It's by Alice. I don't know if I've talked about these yet, but enjoy daily for a cognitive boost. One square suits most.
Does it work?
I do feel like it gives me good energy and focus. And then they have a nighttime one too.
Oh, cool.
But I think the thing with mushrooms is you have to take it regularly for the compound effect. Anyway, I also had a bowl of Lucky Charms because it's gluten-free.
Oh,
and I thought, frickin' A, this is a treat.
Good. Delicious.
This is a treat. No wonder they want this.
I think the move, because I think, you know, depending on whatever you want to do, but I think the move would be to have cereal for a dessert.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a lighter dinner and then went with...
I think my favorite might be Honey Bunches of Oats.
Ooh.
I freaking love, but it's not gluten-free.
Yeah. What kind of milk are you putting in that?
We just have...
almond milk or something, you guys?
No, I don't like almond milk and cereal. No way.
I get we do Costco milk, whole milk.
Yeah. The kids aren't supposed to have the doctor said no whole milk anymore. So they're on 2% or whatever. I don't know why. She just said they don't need that much fat anymore or something. I don't know.
Oh.
And also they can't have as much milk as they were having. Huh. So we have them on 2%, not whole.
Fascinating. Well, anyway.
But it has to be dairy milk. It has to be. I'm not doing any other milk. In my coffee, I do the Leccia. I do the macadamia, right?
Sure, yeah.
If cereal, I'm going to have milk. Yeah,
fatty
but
milk.
Gotta be dairy
milk.
Yeah.
Yeah, every kind of cereal I like. Cocoa Puffs. I want Fruity Pebbles. I want Trix. I want Kix. All of it.
Remember Pops? Was it corn pops?
Oh,
those
yeah.
Those are so good. Oh, and Cracklin oatmeal. Oh, man. Our friend Lindsay got me on that in college.
Ooh.
I went through so many boxes of that senior year of college.
Nice.
It's so good.
So good.
Oh, man. Okay.
Okay. My rant, I was wearing a dress the other day and whatever. That's irrelevant. But I was conscious of wanting to make sure that my bra strap wasn't showing. And so I was kind of adjusting my shoulder all day. And I was like, oh, I hate this. I need to just go. I hate this feeling where you're fidgeting with your clothes.
Yeah.
Or I've got to adjust this top or these pants.
Right.
If they're not the perfect fit. I hate that thing.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, I was wearing a purse that I don't wear that often, but it was a shoulder bag. Right. Mm-hmm. And as I'm out and about, I'm constantly pulling it back up over my shoulder because it's slipping down. And I thought I need to ban these from myself ever buying them or even ever really having them. Crossbody only now.
Yeah.
I don't know why. But just
convenience.
Having things on my shoulder I don't like. Or if a bra, I had this one bra that used to fit perfect and I don't know what's happened, if I've changed or if it has changed.
Right.
But it just slowly gets looser without me doing anything. And then it will just fall off my shoulder. So then I got to put that back. I just, little things like that just really bother me.
Yeah. Yes. Things that slow you down or distract you. I know. It's very irritating. It's also crazy to me when I watch fashion accounts or people, you know, do outfit of the day and they coordinate their purse with every outfit they wear. And I'm like, this is
it's an
so
unrealistic
inefficient.
Standard.
What are we doing?
What are we doing? They've got so many different kinds of belts. They have so many different kinds of, I can't do this.
I've had the same crossbody bag purse for 2 years from Amazon. Changed the strap one time and that was called it
Call
good.
Call it good. You know? I've got like two purses that I wear all of the time.
And do you know, Taylor, she always does that long strap over her arm. She never does crossbits like long.
I don't know how they must have different
shoulders.
And then
she's always holding it like in place right here as she's walking. And I think, well, why are we doing this?
Why are we doing this? Crossbody or backpack purse?
Yeah.
I love a good backpack purse.
Right. Some hands free. That's the thing. We need
and
hands
that stays
free.
Put.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I agree.
What's your rave?
My rave. Well, this is kind of silly. I have a lot of raves. I feel like there's a lot of really good things going on in my life right now. But I got a haircut last week. She took like 4 inches off or something.
Very
and
cute.
I just love that like new, fresh, lighter, vibrant kind of feel when you get a new haircut.
Yes.
You know, it just feels. And I washed it yesterday for the first time. And you're in there and you're, oh, this is so much shorter. And I don't know. It's just like a fun little, I kind of wish we would have gone shorter now, but we were going conservative. And I like it. I wasn't sure how I felt at first. And now it's really growing on me.
And it's
I
a nice
really
time
like
of year
it.
To do it. A spring freshen up.
Yeah, a little freshen up.
This is a nice time of year when things are blossoming and just we've made it out of. I mean, we were talking on Patreon about how you're looking back and you're like, I can't believe December was so hard.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, I think you also had a lot of other things going on that we don't need to get into. But like on top of the very legitimate things that were happening.
Yeah.
Very close and around you and the events of late last year, probably all collectively. There was a lot.
Yes, it was a lot.
And outside of that, I think it's a tough time of year. Mm-hmm. December, January, February. It's dark. It's winter. Weird things happen. I also felt heavier during that time. And then this time of the year, it's this... Ah, the sun is out.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Longer. And it's a nice time to go get a haircut or a couple new clothing items or take some things to like donation that you don't, that are just like bogging, like that you don't need.
That's what's going on. I've been feeling this itch to like purge. Yeah. It's like spring cleaning. That's spring why they call it spring cleaning.
Real. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. My rave, I also have a couple, but I'll keep it short. You got to go over to Patreon and hear the story that I told about Ben and Easter. Mm. You just have to. patreon.com/youcansipwithus. It's like, it was like an instant classic in terms of treasured memory. Just boom.
It's one of my favorite stories I've heard. It's adorable. Yeah.
And then the other rave is really just like the importance of taking like a you day or a you couple of days. And it's in doing it, I took a couple of days just like no work, but being at home.
Yeah.
And not putting pressure on myself to get a lot of things like done productivity wise. Like I'm not I'm not doing things I feel like I have to do. I'm just sort of doing things I want to do independently. Like I told Ash, I was just drinking my coffee slow today and I did a class at the gym that I wanted to. And I went and walked around Target midday and found a couple of new tops that I really like. And just that is so good. It feels so good. It's just really, really nice. So 10 out of 10 recommend. Maybe like one day, whenever you can do it, but just prioritizing that.
Yeah.
Especially in the hustle and the pace of life is awesome. My
God. Yeah, that is good. And I do think that a lot of people have a weird anxiety about taking time off. And I wish that that wasn't something in our culture and stuff, because you earned it. That's your time off. And I feel like it is so rejuvenating and recharging and important to do.
Yep.
I love that.
Yep.
At least once a quarter.
At least,
you know,
at least.
Yeah.
All right. We love you.
Love you, guys.
Tell a friend, hit the 5-star, leave us a nice little note in the reviews. We love you and we love that you support the pod.
Yes. Okay? Thank you so much.
You can sip with us always.
And we will
see you next Tuesday. Bye. want more You Can Sip With Us? How about another round of your favorite podcast? We Sign me up.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon, patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.